The word today is imitators. Welcome to The Word Today with the late pastor and Bible teacher Paul Schrader. We as God's people are to be imitators of Christ. He is our example. We are to speak, love, forgive, and help as Christ did. We are to copy His example. Hear from our archives to help us learn to be more effective imitators of Christ is Pastor Paul Schrader on The Word Today, Imitators.
Today we're going to be talking about the witness of the Christian to the people that observe them. You know, in the first letter that St. Paul wrote to the Thessalonica church, 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter, in the opening 10 verses of that chapter, Paul is talking about the congregation there and how they are being a witness to other people. He talks about the Macedonians and the people at Achaia. He's using the idea that they should be imitators of the way he and Barnabas and others that were there to witness to them, how they acted, how they lived, how they spoke, what actions they did and what good works they did and so on. He says, be imitators of us. And he's kind of praising this congregation at Thessalonica. As a matter of fact, you remember whenever we talk about St. Paul, he brings up different things about the various congregations that he started there in Asia Minor. As a matter of fact, most of the New Testament, over half of the New Testament, are the letters that St. Paul wrote to these congregations which he started. And he's very blunt and very personal with them. Some of the congregations gave him a lot of trouble. You know, it kind of reminds me of Christian churches today. There are many Christian churches that are having difficulties. And it can happen so easily because the devil is still at work trying to turn people away from God. You know, there aren't a lot of human problems that aren't also recognizable in Christian churches. We are all sinners, and we still have our problems. We still have our arguments. We still have our jealousies. We still have our idiosyncrasies, which can turn people against one another in groups. And, of course, the devil loves to cause trouble. If he can cause trouble in fighting and bickering and arguing, he would like to divide Christians up so that they don't ever get anything done. And unfortunately, sometimes there are little squabbles in churches. Do you know it's true that some churches even argue about what hymnal to use, or what particular form of prayer to use, or what particular liturgy to use? And a lot of churches argue about what kind of music. Do they want a praise band or don't they want a praise band? And is the music too modern or is it too liturgical? And my goodness, you know, we can find things to argue about and disagree about. And pretty soon the tempers start flying and accusations start flying. And pretty soon there's divisiveness and people start attacking one another in terms of, you know, the things they say and the rumors that start and so on. Well, Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica in this first chapter of his first letter, says he is happy to hear that a lot of them are imitating the actions and attitudes and sentiments that he and the other church leaders had when they were preaching and teaching them. He said, it's good. The word has spread about you. As a matter of fact, even the people in Macedonia and Achaia, he talks about this, for instance, in the 7th verse of chapter 1. And he says, your reputation is becoming known. You have a heart for God's work and for God's people. And they report that. They've heard this. And that's marvelous. That's the way it should be. It's kind of like the way we treat our children and how we act around them. You know, it should be obvious that Christian parents would not curse or swear. They shouldn't be doing that in the first place. And certainly not around their children where their witness gives their children the same idea that they can act and say those kind of sinful things. They ought to see us exhibiting love, exhibiting care. I think whenever parents talk about giving, for instance, in the church, if they talk about sarcastic things like, well, all the church wants is our money, or I don't know what they do with all of our money and blankety blank, and they get very mad and negative, no wonder some children grow up without the thought of giving to the Lord generously and lovingly. They've never seen it in their parents. On the other hand, when, let's say, dad or mom decides at the meal prayer at the time to have a prayer, and they pray, please God, tomorrow is going to be church, be with our pastor, help him to be filled with the Holy Spirit so that he will deliver a good message and we can all benefit from it and grow closer to God, and help to bless the gift that we're going to give you in our envelope on Sunday. Help it to be used to bring God's word to the world. You know, that's what I love about the word today. Every penny that comes into the ministry of the word today goes directly to glorify God. We don't pay any salaries. We don't pay any fees. Nobody benefits from this broadcast but God. God benefits, and he's the one whose name will be glorified. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is being promoted. I am so excited to be able to tell you that we're studying a number of languages right now that we hope to move into next year. In addition to what we're doing, we don't plan on canceling any languages. We have, well, sometimes we say 42, sometimes we say 43, because in October of this year, we began broadcasting in Japan. And we're praying that God will bless those broadcasts and open the hearts of the Japanese people. We hope you'll join us in that prayer. And so that would be our 43rd language. We're planning on adding at least 8 more, maybe more than that, at least 8 more. That will increase our expenses by $160,000 next year over what we're spending this year. So it's huge. It's a major, major action of faith. We hope and believe that some of God's people who are able to support this ministry will send us a gift, because we guarantee you it'll all go to the glory of God, and that's the beauty of supporting this ministry. And so we plan to add these new languages. I could give you one area, for instance, is the same area that St. Paul is talking about. Mind you, 2,000 years ago, he's talking about Macedonia. Do you know there still is a Macedonia, and there is a Macedonian language? As a matter of fact, I have a little report here that the Macedonian language is currently, there are, we think it's, I'm looking for the figure while I'm talking here, I think it's 86%. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's 64%. Anyway, there's a large number of Christians in Macedonia, and we want to help them. We want to help them make a witness to the other people that they are living by and working with and so on. This is what I mean by being an imitator. We ought to be the kind of people that are praying and acting and living in such a high spiritual level that other people that observe us, they observe the way we talk about one another. They observe how we treat one another. And it would be marvelous if, just like Paul is saying here of the Thessalonian church, it would be marvelous if people could say about us, well, you know, we've been watching those people. They claim to be Christians. They're members of that Christian group over there. And boy, do they love one another. They help one another. When someone is sick, they try to help. When someone needs financial help, they take up an offering and they try to help those people get what they need. They are loving of one another. I believe this kind of love can be shown by doing simple things like, for instance, going and praying with them, helping them, and serving in some way, maybe just cleaning the house for them if they've been in the hospital for a while and they need help. Or maybe it's just bringing some sort of a eating casserole or a pie or something like that to say, we're thinking of you and praying for you, and we know you could probably use a little treat here, and so we brought something over for you. It would be marvelous if people could see our actions and our attitudes and our moods and say, we want to imitate that, because they're imitating Jesus Christ. They want to be like Jesus Christ was. They want to show love. They want a concern. They show spiritual concern for people. They're praying for them. They're trying to tell them more about Jesus and making a witness so that they can find salvation in Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. That's the way the Christian church expands and spreads, by people observing us and saying, hey, we want to be like those people. We want to have the joy that they have in knowing that they're saved. We want to know the joy of knowing we're heading toward heaven, and we know there is a life after death and that we're going to be with Christ eternally in heaven. We want to be imitators of that. We want to be just like they are, praying that way, serving one another, loving one another, and witnessing to Jesus. Wouldn't it be marvelous if the people that see Christians, and they know we call ourselves Christians, if they see us and they say, well, they're trying to imitate and be imitators of what Jesus Christ did. Jesus Christ loves, Jesus Christ forgives, Jesus Christ helps, he has a concern, not only here in this life, but also eternally. He wants us to have eternal life. He wants us to be saved eternally. And in heaven, there will be no death. We will live with God forever. We will be with him in eternal joy. No sorrow, no tears, no problems, no dissension. We will be with God. And that beautiful, beautiful promise is one that God will keep. He will save everyone that turns to his son Jesus and claims him as their personal Lord and Savior. Let's be imitators of one another. And just like the people in Thessalonica, let's show the world what a Christian is really like and how they love and care, and especially how they worship the Lord and believe Christ is their Savior.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.